You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I swear I'm gone, you can turn the light.
Now we've got the Archangel of Radio, Spider,
Honey Bee,
and Ray Graham.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stage. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio, your radio. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio.
Out to Meshon for the intro, man. You are now tuned in to another hour of power. YUL Radio at YULradio.com. We are Young Urban Lifestyles, and boy, do we have a show for you. I am your homeboy, Spider-Man. I'm always joined by none other than the Don Dada.
Yes, sir. Don Dada. Feeling really good. How about you?
Man, I'm good, man. We'll get into the weekend in a minute. Start busy. What's going on?
Man, my allergies is acting up, man.
Allergies acting up, huh?
Yes,
I'll be good, though. Seems like some of that rain to catch it down. Then we got my boy Vine, man, on the ones and twos, man, always doing his thing, like workers in the building. Man, we got a show for you, man. We got a special guest. We'll get into that a little later, man. And I'm pretty sure, you know, the ladies, stay tuned, because we got a show for you. But first things first, we get into the entertainment report. What's been going on? What y'all got for me? I know, did y'all check out the Love and Hip Hop?
Yes, I watched it.
You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't watch it. What happened?
My boy Stevie J.
Oh, Stevie J is the star of the show. So, what happened with Stevie J? The same old stuff.
Yeah, going back and forth between
his two. His main and his, he had some boxes dropped off, like three.
Yeah.
So, apparently, that's all his possessions. And then she ran it over when he left.
Yeah, same old little drama, man. You know, the only reason I really watch the show is because they give Atlanta a lot of shout outs. You know, shout out to the Bedroom, AG. Shout out to a couple of them little clubs. But I was roaming around the city this weekend. Did a little SO, Central Station.
Mm-hmm.
Did a little DeBarm. I was out there on Camden Road. Shout out to Rocco.
He was everywhere,
yeah,
right?
Cascade Flares. I'm in the weekend. You know, I do this ATL thing, man. Shout out to Pleasers. Oh, I went to a couple of dirty strip clubs. I ain't even going to tell y'all all that. The Asian strip club, they Buddha house.
Yo, shout out to Pleasers.
There's a difference between the strip club and the Buddha house. Like, we'll get to that in another show.
Yeah,
you know,
shout out
to
you.
Teeth.
You gotta let me know about that. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, yo. So, and other news, y'all heard about Sylvester Stallone's son.
Yeah, that's messed up. What?
Yeah. So, you know, gotta count your blessings. No matter how rich you are, you know,
yeah, he's definitely
young. Any time, man.
They say he was probably laying in his room for a few days dead.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, man. But, you know, it mm-hmm. hits everybody. And then in other news, I know, you know, our prayers go out to Usher Raymond.
Oh, yeah.
And Tamika. They said he's, you know, the 11-year-old boy, he's actually brain dead now.
Yeah.
So it says nothing they can do about it. She released a statement about 2 days ago, said her insurance only covers like 2 or 3 weeks. Them keeping him on the machine, and then she's gonna have to make a decision.
So she says she's not pulling the plug, though.
Right, that's mm-hmm. what you know. She says she's not pulling the plug, but they said it gets very expensive. And I guess
that's where Usher comes in.
Right. I hear you talking. Mm-hmm. But you know, they say they're gonna have to make some decisions. So our prayers go out to them. You know what I'm saying? All right. Other news, you know, Will Smith is speculated to be in Fast and Furious 6 when it come out. What y'all think about that?
Where is he going to fit in for that?
Will, you don't think Will a superhero?
No.
Not for Fast and Furious.
Will is 862 years old. I think he needs to sit down and be a detective or something.
Yeah.
But he is not fast. He is not furious. He's going to be the mechanic or something.
I'm
going to keep it real.
Fast and
Tyrese is a little younger than Will Smith. He can let his son be in it. Will Smith can let his son be in Fast and Furious.
I can see his son in it.
I'm tired of them two kids making more money.
I'm not mad at his.
Everybody turn around and I see them two kids. They're starting to look more and more like each other.
The whole family.
He's starting to look like how she should look, and she looks like how he looks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, shout out to the Smith family getting all the money.
Shout
getting
out to
all
that.
The money. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know the Game was getting married. Who was he engaged to?
Oh, the Game?
Yeah.
I don't know who he engaged to. I know he beat up 40 Glock the other day, though, and put that out on YouTube. Shout out to the Game.
Shout out to the Game.
Hey, but the thing was, it looked like a weird fight because didn't nobody jump in. You know, they said it was at a barbecue. If it's a fight at the barbecue, why I only see two people? Why nobody running around? It looked like it was staged.
Like Scrappy and Stevie J.
After he beat up 40 Glock, he tweeted a bunch of stuff and this and that. And some people took offense to him bullying. So Ocho Cinco put on his Twitter the other day, like, I wish you would come try to punk me like you did him.
Wow.
And see how that
Ocho
goes.
Ocho Cinco would get his butt.
Shout out to Ocho Cinco. I guess he's, you know, since he's getting cut from football teams, he's like, I got to make my money.
He needs some attention. That's what he needs.
He's an attention whore.
He's on Twitter looking for the next drama.
Yeah.
Drama beef. Twitter beef.
Did y'all see that picture of Lil Wayne?
I'm
and
tired
that
of seeing
groupie
of
girl.
Lil Wayne. It was the one, he got on something crazy. Or something?
Well, he was knocked out. One of the groupies that I guess they just had sex or whatever, and she put him to sleep, and she took a picture of it and uploaded it.
Yeah, they said he had his shades on. At
she
least
said
he
couldn't
went
hang.
Out cool.
Who was Cat
Stack? Nah, it wasn't Cat
Stack. No, I don't. What's her
not
name?
This time.
Sarah Lynn. Well, it doesn't matter. We're not giving her any attention. So.
Yeah, but. At least he wasn't in them tight leather pants. Shout out to Lil Wayne and his new clothing line, Trump Fit. I went and bought me some the other day, man. I wanted to jump on the skateboard, man. I ain't been on a skateboard since about 14 years old.
Oh, you will break your ankle.
Oh, girl, I can do everything.
That's like Will Smith going back to Fast and Furious.
Exactly.
Yeah, if Will Smith going back to Fast and Furious, I can get on the skateboard.
Speaking of Lil Wayne's groupies, we have these porn stars giving out free blowjobs. Is that you, Spider? That's your
friend? Oh, hey, you know I would have found out about that. I was in my ass this week. Now, they wasn't giving it out when I was there. I would have been told y'all about that.
Now, they're giving it out August 2nd.
You missed it.
Apparently. Yeah, but they said what? To Miami Heat fans?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And whoever follows them and confirms.
Well, I
got to
follow
date.
On Twitter or something?
Yeah.
I
if you are over 21 with an ID, you can follow them both at SarahJXXX. So, listeners, get your blowjob on. You heard it here first at YUL Radio. Free blowjobs.
Wow. And you know,
that's crazy.
You know what? They came
ridiculous.
Out with the 10 richest rappers list.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready for this?
Who y'all think is number one? Who you think is number one?
Project Pat.
Who you say?
Project Pat.
We not joking around. We
hey,
for
you keep on messing with me. I love Project Pat. Well, shout out to Memphis, man.
Shout out to Play It Fly.
You don't know nothing about
Play It Fly. What?
Crown me.
Let's do this. We're going to have
uh-oh. All right, the number 10 spot, Lil Wayne, they say he got $95 million.
Okay.
Now, I'm pretty sure this is before his Trump Fit things and that nature. Because I'm pretty sure he should have been hired on the list. Number 9, they got Ice Cube.
We be clubbing.
$100 million in the bank.
He does a lot of movies.
You know,
though.
I thought Ice Cube had more than that because he got Cube Vision. That's you know, true. That movie thing. So he been doing films. Like, all the Fridays came out on that. I thought Cube should have been a little higher. They got your boy Snoop Dogg.
Snoop is higher than Ice Cube?
Yeah,
Snoop has a lot of products.
Snoop is a brand.
Yeah,
you know, he got brand. Like a... He got his own Cadillac, the Snoopadelic or something. He got a lot of stuff going on. Shout out to Snoop, man. Now, you talking about old.
Oh, Lord.
You talking about looking
he's
old.
He's old.
And he's skinny, too, so that make it look worse.
Snoop and 2 Chainz need to do a remix.
Snoop
looking like they're 50 years old.
Snoop needs to go on ahead and play Skeletor, the next action film.
Yeah. All right, so now they got
Birdman.
Baby at $115 million. Now the thing about Baby is he got to split it with his brother. You know what I'm saying? You know he got him and Ronald, so you can't really say that. But their company as a whole is worth more than that. Then you got number 6, White Boy Eminem.
Go D-Town.
$120 million. His mama ain't getting none. His mama ain't getting none of that shit. Hold up.
So number 1 is who?
We gotta get to that. We still on number 5. We still on number 5. Yo boy, 50 Cent.
I like 50.
Yeah, 50, I guess that vitamin water thing.
He's a businessman, though. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, but I'll skip a few. Number 1, y'all know it's your boy P. Daddy. P. Daddy. Ciroc.
Ciroc.
Bad Boy. We'll be back.
This is Kay Morrison, and when I'm not out there modeling, I tune into the Archangel of Radio. He keeping the ladies happy.
Yeah.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
It's Vito, baby.
feel so in too deep. Can't think about giving it up. But I never knew love would feel like a heart attack. It's killing me. Swear I never cried so much. Cause I never knew love would hurt this bad. Be the times that I frown the most. I can't believe that we're still surviving. Cause we're slowly breaking down, even when I hold you close. Whoa, yeah. If I lose you, I'm afraid I would lose who? Ooh, I gave my love to. And that's the reason I stay around. Even though we fell away, can't think about giving it up. Cause I never knew love would feel like a heart attack. Oh, and it's killing me. It's killing me. I never cried so much. Cause I never knew love would hurt this bad. If I lose you, I'm afraid I would lose who I gave my love to. And that's the reason I stay around, even though we fell away. Can't think about giving it up, cause I never knew love would feel like a heart attack. Oh, and it's killing me, it's killing me.
This is Chelsea Powell. Whenever I'm not living a boss life, I'm here with the Spider-Man at YULradio.com.
I never knew love would hurt this bad.
What do you believe in, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe.
YULradio.com.
I'm listening to Young Urban Lifestyles.
YULradio.com.
YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyles at YULradio.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
I let it fall. It was over until you kissed my lips and you saved me. My hand, they're strong, but my knees were far too weak to stand in your arms without falling to your knee. But there's a side to you that I never knew, never knew. Say that were never true, never true. In the games you played, you would always win, always win. But I said fire to the rain.
What?
Yeah, we back. YUL Radio at YULRadio.com. We are Young Urban Lifestyles, numero uno in these La Streetas. What up? How y'all feeling, man?
I like that song that just came out.
You know what?
I forgot who sang it at first.
You know what? This is the Vito takeover, man.
The Vito.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got Vito the singer in the house, man. And we're going to get to a little bit of his business a little later on, but we just want to give y'all a little snippet of what y'all about to hear, man. Like, you know, that's real talent.
Mm-hmm.
That's real talent, man. And it sounded great, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How'd it sound to y'all? You know, I ain't no lady, but how'd it sound to y'all?
It's real talent when you can cover a song and make the people forget who the original singer was. Exactly. Like,
and the thing is, you know, some people like Adele, Whitney Houston, a lot of people be scared to tackle them type of songs because you really got to know how to sing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you just doing the songs. You really got to know how to sing to tap on one of them songs and to sound just as good or better than the artist.
Well, if you go to Vito's YouTube station, he covers a lot of songs on there by males and females, and he has definitely made all of those songs his own. I think he has a really strong voice.
Mm-hmm.
We got him in the studio today.
What's up?
Over there blushing.
What's up?
We're talking about you like you're not here.
He's so cute, y'all.
I don't think
he's legal, though.
Too, baby.
Hey. I know. He got me over here like a cougar.
He doesn't qualify.
It is what it is, baby.
For those Miami Heat stuff.
Yeah. So how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. First of all, give us your social information. You got some Twitter, some Facebook.
Well, really, just Google me. Vito the Singer. VedoTheSinger. I'm done.
No,
I'm playing, man. My Twitter, man. My Twitter is at Vito the Singer. That's VedoTheSinger. All one word. Facebook, the same thing. Vito the Singer. YouTube, Vito the Singer. Really, like I said, man, you can put me in Google and everything will come up. From covers to original songs to mixtapes to next performances, everything.
All right.
Now, I got to give a shout out to Michigan here because it says you're from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Benton Harbor, Michigan,
you
man.
Put your hand up, it's right there.
Right there, right down there.
In the middle of nowhere.
I'll tell you, nowhere. It is what it is, man. Population of about maybe 6,000, 7,000 people, man. Real small town, so I got
to
make it.
So, how's your transition to the ATL been for you?
Ah, man, it's been crazy, man. When I first moved down here, I was in like the eighth grade.
Wow.
It was great when I moved down here. It was time for a change, man, because Benton Harbor is only so big. You can only, you know, it's places outside of Benton Harbor like South Bend and Kalamazoo, places not really fit for music and what I wanted to do. But as far as my transition here, it really helped me out because I was able to meet a lot of new people, you know, go to a lot of studios, perform a lot of places. I perform almost everywhere in Benton Harbor more than one time. For real, more than one time. So Atlanta really gave me a chance to expand my fan base and expand everything else. You know what I'm saying? So the transition was really great. It helped me out a lot.
Now, I got a question. How do you come up with which cover you gonna do?
Man, fans. Fans, they tell you. They tell you what they want to hear. And also, man, what we do, we go to like the Hot 100, you know what I'm saying,
right.
The Hot 100 station, see which one's in the top 10. And all the ones that you just heard was pretty much in the top 10, from Adele to Trey Songz. You know, we had Frank Ocean. I did a Frank Ocean cover. That was in the top 10. Chris Brown, Don't Wake Me Up, was in the top 10. All that good stuff. So really, we just go to the paper, you know what I'm saying? So every song that's on there is probably in the top 10. And it's a lot of songs that fans want me to cover. If I don't respond to them, they're going to blow me up. They're going to keep blowing me up. I want you to cover this. I want you to cover that. And then eventually, I'll break down and cover it.
What's the craziest request you've gotten for a cover?
Let me think. It really ain't no... Honestly, there's no crazy request. Because honestly, not even trying to toot my own horn, that's pretty much nothing I can't sing.
There it is.
I hear that. But we're going to get into a little bit more of your business. We come right back here on YULRadio.com.
Archangel Radio.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Women want to know men's secrets. What are some things that are sexy?
His turn-ons I ever had once was a girl who wanted me to introduce her to porn. Are you kidding me? Come to my chamber.
You can't handle the life.
It's showtime.
here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Don't say it, Leafs. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
Used to say baby, used to stick by me, used to smile at me, you used to talk nicely, you used to invite me, used to entice me, you used to all-night me, you used to not lie to me, you used to like Nouveau, used to hit my boat, used to talk to me, and you know I'm right so, used to touch on me, used to say hold me, you used to condone me, now you acting phony, girl. You change, girl, you change. Why you change, girl? You change. You change, girl, no, no, I ain't change, girl. You change, girl, you change. You're not the same, girl. The same, if you girl. Want me with you, then I think you need to change, girl. Change, you girl. Need to change, girl. You need to change, you need to change. You need to change, girl. You need to change, you need to change. You need to change, girl. You need to change, you need to change. If you want me with you, then I think you need to change, girl. You used to say thank you, I used to be your boo. Used to just come through, now you acting brand new. You used to like Sheena, used to like Tina. When I call you, hang up, you used to believe in us. You used to just fall in, jump all in, my love had you all in. Now we could be ballin'. Used to just kiss me, used to laugh with me. You used to uplift me, now you wanna down me, girl. You change, girl, why you change, girl? You change, girl, no, no, I ain't change, girl. You change, girl, you not the same, girl. If you want me with you, then I think you need to change, girl. Say love you, used to let me hug you. You used to this game that you playing. I'm saying I'm used to this feeling of you not giving a damn about my feelings. Your friend said don't do it, girl. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it now. No. Don't let this dude get inside your head. Your head. Don't do it. Don't do it. You need to change. You need to change, girl. You need to change. You need to change.
And if you want me with you, then I think you need to change, girl.
Are you bored and disinterested in what's being played on the current radio stations these days? Well, if so, I have a solution for you. My name is Anna London, and I listen to Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com. Check it out. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, yeah, we're back with Vito the singer.
What's up? What's good?
That man. So what you got upcoming, man? Tell us, how's this movement going?
Man, it's crazy, man. We got a bunch of stuff in the works. We're actually working on my album, EP. /album/EP, also another mixtape, possibly another mixtape. I've been writing for a lot of major artists too, from just to name a few, Chris Brown, Trey Songz, Minus Behavior, submitting songs to Jacob Lattimore. You know, just a bunch of people. Whoever needs songs, I'm writing them for them.
So, that's good.
We got a bunch of stuff, man. A bunch of big shows coming up. The Bronner Brothers Hair Show coming up. What month? Yeah. August.
That's August.
So, yeah, man. It's dope. Crazy. They call me back every year, too. I mean, that's what's up.
All right. So you hook right for that hair show every year.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of ladies at the hair show.
Day. You know that. You already know, baby. But anyway. But no. Man.
So how long you been doing this?
Ah, man. For about 11 years.
Oh, he's a veteran in the game.
11 years. I've been singing for a minute, but as far as trying to be an artist and pursuing my artistry or whatever, and it's been about a year and a half, 2 years that I've been doing this. So it's really coming along, man. I've made it. A lot of people say to me all the time, you've made it to the point that a lot of people strive for,
right,
in a 10, 20 year stretch in, right, less than, you know what I'm saying, 5 years.
Right. I mean, but it was still hard work.
It definitely was hard work. It was not easy by no means.
Now, let me ask you something. I was watching a couple of the YouTube things. I see you got your dance game down.
I do.
Let me know something about the.
Yo, Spider was really excited to ask you about your dance.
I ain't know. I thought you was Usher.
Oh, man.
You got some dance moves on.
Y'all might have to get on the floor together because he was pretty excited.
You know, I'm a dance.
I was too.
Back in the day, why you have moves, man?
Most definitely, man. But no, nah, man, yeah, you know, I do a little bit of that. I do a little bit of dancing too, man. I've been dancing since I was probably about 12.
About 12?
And professionally, probably for about a year and a half. Same amount as trying to be an artist. Trying to
earn
about a year and a half.
So your live performance is really something to see.
Man. It's something for me to see when I go back and watch. So I know it's going to be something for the listeners and the viewers to go see. Yeah, I definitely get it in, man. I don't slack off. I don't care if it's for one person or a million people.
Right.
I'm going to perform my heart out. Every chance I get, I'm going to sing my heart out. I'm going to dance my heart out. I'm going to leave the fans. I'm going to leave the fans and the viewers something to remember and something that, you know, I'm going to leave them wanting more. You know, I'm getting right to that point where they be like, oh my God. And then I'm gonna stop.
And ain't gonna
like,
stop.
You know what? I'm gonna stop just like that.
Oh, that sounds like a tease to me.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Spider knows all about that. You
do. Okay.
Yeah.
No, but I was looking on your Twitter page and you had this Mrs. Vito the singer. It sounds like you got some fans. So how the ladies treating you? Got a girlfriend?
Oh yeah, they
all
treat
up in your business?
Nah, I ain't got no girl. No.
You sure? Because everyone doesn't have.
I'm positive.
I'm on the radio here. You can't like deny it.
No, I would say if I did, but I don't. Honestly, I don't. I'm too busy.
Focus.
That's what I'm talking about.
Stay focused.
You know what I'm saying? I got friends. I got lady friends.
So it's a lot of hard work. It's not what videos make.
Exactly.
Tell the young kids out here. It's a lot of hard work.
It's a lot of hard work. If you want to do this, if you want to really, you know, make it somewhere in the music industry, whether it be rapping, singing, producing, writing songs, you got to put triple the time you put into anything else. It takes all your time. You gotta really cut all the foolishness and really focus on what you want. That's with anything though. That's just not music. That's just life, period.
That's good talk.
Yeah, you gotta, it is. Look, you got it together.
Put that foolishness out.
Most definitely, man. But the fans though, they treat me good, man. The ladies that you know, every day I get on Twitter, I'm smiling because of what somebody said. It got to the point where if somebody says something about me on Twitter, I ain't gotta say nothing.
Team Vito, I ain't gotta say nothing. The army's gonna get at go after them.
Team Vito gonna let them know what's up.
Let me ask you, growing up, who was some of your, you know, who influenced you?
Man, I got you already know it. Michael Jackson, Usher, Prince, Stevie Wonder is one of my favorite. He's actually my favorite out of all those, Stevie Wonder, because the way he's singing, the emotion that he used.
Yeah. Stevie's soulful.
Point blank, when it come down, he's real singing. Period.
Right.
No nooks and none of that. None of that. Other stuff. No auto tune. No nothing. Stevie is real singing soul.
Now you're pretty soulful yourself, but you've put out like a pop song as far as the Traffic Jam video. Mm-hmm. Are if you put together your album, are you looking to do more slow ballads like that?
Definitely ballads.
That's what I would like to hear you do.
Like I say, like my team and my managers and everybody else say, but like B. Cox, quote B. Cox, Brian Cox. He said, people don't realize, but ballads are what sell your albums.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's cool to have, you know, those up tempo club songs, but you gotta put the emotion in there somewhere. You can't put too much emotion in a song talking about some wind blow up bubble bottles. You can't, you know, you can't put too much emotion in that. You gotta really get down to the nitty gritty, like, and put some ballads out, some love ballads.
Are you gonna show us
some love ballads?
It sounded like you were setting that up.
I'm gonna show you. We gonna get to that. It's video, baby.
Don't get nervous.
Come on, I do this. I ain't
gonna. You look like you're nervous.
Now the Traffic Jam video is off the chain.
I believe. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Look, how was it doing that?
Mm-hmm. Oh man, it was ridiculous. Four days, not half days, 4 days. Mm. And I had to get up and go to school the next day. We didn't finish shooting that day until maybe 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I had to go home, get a couple of hours of sleep, get up, go to school, come back and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
You know what I mean? So definitely, it was a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort.
But it looks good.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a bit. You know what I'm saying? Vito.
It's Vito, baby.
Vito, take over, man.
This is your girl, Melissa Vasey, a.k.a. Honey Bee. When I'm not promoting my new single, Jack, I'm finding inspiration for my upcoming EP, Out the Spring, by listening to YUL Radio.
Yeah.
Don Jarvis.
It's Vito, baby.
I walked in the party, what's up?
She said, baby, take the money out and throw it up. You know I had to do it. I blew a kiss at her, so she did 2 flips. Hot damn. We in the club, lights down low. Ain't no competition, baby girl, you got the flow. Gon' do it. She got a tattoo on her back that say do it. Well, I'ma do it.
And by the way you moving your thighs, can tell that I want you by the way I'm looking in your eyes. Leo man, he a nerd, he probably got four eyes. Dance for me girl, dance for me girl. Like a teacher I made the crowd raise their hands for me girl. You should talk to your Siri and make some plans for me girl. I can tell you need a man in your world. Girl, I be the man, ask your friend, I bet she tell you Leo man. The way you move your body, girl, I swear you got me starstruck. Girls with the style booties, girls with the heart butts. All this money got my pockets greener than Starbucks. The way she moving, ain't like a U-Haul. It ain't April, man, I ain't tryna fool y'all. She the truth with it, other girls fiction. And she stand out, other girls mix in.
Like me survive. For those of you who don't know who I is,
yeah.
I'm the one that got the internet going all crazy. Google me, bitch. This video's for Justin Bieber. His swag Canadian ass gonna talk shit after he's done fuck me. Nigga, is you crazy having Usher calling me in the middle of the night to talk shit? Motherfucker, who the fuck you think you fucking with, nigga? It's Cat Stacks, bitch. For those of you who wanna holler at Justin Bieber, you can holler at him. I got the motherfucker's number. I told these motherfucking rappers not to fuck with me. I'ma put them motherfuckers on blast. His number.
Yeah.
It's 347-945-6-8102-4759-8317-1120. For 1-3-4-9-9-4-0-2-3-1-5-6. If you wanna holler at the motherfucker, go right ahead. Fuck you, Justin Bieber, your white ass. You don't know how to rap anyways, motherfucker. It's Cat Bitch. Holler at this pussy.
Ladies call me Trey, but I'd rather be called King, though. Yeah. I know your girls is tagging. You mind if I bring my team through? Sure. Vito in here with me, and you know he bout to sing, so yeah. Grab your purse and leave your man. We bout to do our thing. Go. Hopped out of that caddy, black Escalade in this photo. Oh. Two red bones and they head long. Who gon' take this photo? Hey. It's Young Trey, and I'm turned up. Yeah. Kill yourself for not knowing me. Fall into the maximum. Not number six, but I'm 23.
Okay, let go. Pull up in that thing, all black, yeah, the tuto. I be getting money, so my pockets on sumo. Yo, girl want a amigo. She speaking my lingo. She said that I'm attractive, so she wanna stroke my ego.
Right now.
I got 1,000 ones, baby, show me you a freak.
Right now.
Cause it's gonna be a long week. Oh, yeah.
In the VI, dancing like I'm T.I. One bottle, two bottle, three bottle, four. Money to the ceiling, you know how we feeling. And then my wrist froze like the middle of the wind. I told her, give it to me, give it to me.
She got that boom, 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 boom.
Getting down with this fly kid from Cleveland. See, I got a lot of money and these honeys I be catching. But I promise we won't break up, we won't get no bad reception. She wanna be in my VI, got rubber bands, no TI. I do it big like B.I.G. and she rock the boat, Aaliyah. I kill the beat and kiss lips while gripping on the waist. I drop synth and get girl that bass like, oh. She dancing, now better yet, she swagging. She got 5'6", she got 5 head, didn't know your girl's no dragon. It's me, she don't know Trey. So he saying she don't know Vito. We famous as the Jacksons, he be Michael, I be Tito. See, your girl gon' give it to me, or I might have to take it. Say they throwin' records at me, so you know I gotta break it like Young Trey. No recess, all work, I don't play. Black guy
in the VI, dancing like I'm T.I. One bottle, two bottle, three bottle, four. Money to the ceiling, you know how we feelin'. And yeah, my wrist froze like the middle of the winter.
Give it to me, give it to me.
She got that boom, 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 baby.
Give it to me.
Oh, we can get it on. Let's go back to my place. Girl, turn off your phone. Don't need no interruptions. No need for introductions. Knock it out the park, no cuffing. Oh, yeah.
Right now.
two, bottle three, bottle four. Money to the ceiling, you know how we feeling. Yeah, my wrist froze like the middle of the line. Give it to me, give it to me.
She got that boom, 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 boom bass.
Yeah. Give it to me, give it to me.
She got that boom, 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 boom bass.
Give it to me.
It's rocking.
I wish y'all was in here when they part came on, man.
That was their part.
Yes.
They had a whole routine.
So let's take it back to the beginning stages. So when did you first discover you could sing?
Pretty much probably when I could talk.
So you've been singing since then?
Yeah, man. I've been, you know, just doing a little bit of humming, you know, blah, 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 and that. But my mom really put me in. She put me in church to really test the waters with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in church, I was at one of those churches where, you know, some, everybody else churches, you know, you get up there and sing, doesn't matter if you're bad or good. My church, they don't, look here, they ain't without, look.
Yeah.
My church, you get up there and you can't sing, then yes.
But you ain't coming back. Yeah.
You ain't coming back. You get up there, you know what I'm saying, you really doing your thing, they gonna catch the Holy Ghost. Like any other church, you get up there, you can't sing, they still gonna catch it. Just because, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But really, my mom put me in church to test the waters, and from that point, I just really started pursuing singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? About, probably, like I say, 10, 11 years old. And that's where I came. I started moving around, and I started recording with a bunch of people, and eventually came to Atlanta, and that's when everything really got on its way.
So when you first came to Atlanta, who did you first work with?
I was working by myself when I first got here, and then I ran into my manager, Tori, through a friend, whatever you want to call it.
Word of mouth.
We got hooked up or whatever, and we started doing music. I recorded my first song in a big studio with him. And from that point forward, I just fell in love with everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do.
So I understand, you know, your video was on 106.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. It was on 106. It came on. It was in October. I forget the date, but I remember everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was eating some Doritos. And that's it. That's all I knew. And I woke up, had videotapes, crying, bawling, like, oh, my phone, I had about 300 messages in my phone.
Wow.
My
so they didn't tell you?
Twitter. Yeah, I knew it was coming on, but I just, you know, I really had this. You know, it's one of those times where you got to see it to believe it.
You didn't tell anybody?
I can't remember. Did I say it? No, I don't think I told anybody.
Mm.
I don't think I told anybody. It just so happened a lot of people
was
watching 106 apart.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point forward, man, my Twitter was blowing up. My Twitter had already blown up. Mm-hmm. It was over with. My phone was acting up. It was slowing down because I had too many messages and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely an experience, man. I will experience that again.
What video was on 106?
Traffic Jam.
That's my video.
Yeah.
I love that. I used to like dancing and all that.
Traffic Jam.
That's
jam.
What's up.
Yeah, it is, man. A Traffic Jam.
And believe it or not, man, that was like 8-9 months ago, man. I've came so far. Far from dancing and singing.
We have a lot to go.
Who would you like to work with?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody you say, man, if I could work with them, we put something together, man, it'd be on.
I don't know, man. Because everybody, like, I say Nicki Minaj, Drake.
Me too, and I can't say, I'm going to work with them.
I want to work with them. You know what I mean? Definitely Nicki. Definitely Nicki.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely Nicki. You know, but
I mean,
from Usher, man, Chris Brown, all of them, man, I really don't have a favorite. I want to work with all of them.
So you work with this guy right here. You want to shout him out?
Yeah, that's my little bro, man.
Say what's
Trayvon.
Up on the mic,
Trayvon, man.
How y'all doing?
So you were doing the rap on the song we just heard?
Yes.
Yo, they had a crazy dance in here. They went wild when their part came on.
Yo, he rolled that, man. I had sent the song over, man. It was originally intended for someone else. He knew that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what, man? Forget it. I'm just gonna put my little bro on it, cause we did some stuff in the past.
Yeah.
You know, he killed it or whatever. I said, I'm gonna see what he gonna do.
And he killed it.
Look, he said that. Look, you should have seen us in the studio, man. We was going crazy when he said his rough over. When he said the rough draft over.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We was going crazy like this thing. He'll be beat. You know what I mean? And he came over like 2 days later, man. He redid his verse or whatever. And that's what we're pushing it as one of my singles.
Yeah.
Featuring my little
brother. Yeah, please do. Smash. Yes. Yes. All the strip clubs.
I'm telling you. Actually, we just played it over at Strokers the other day.
Strokers.
Hey, man, the bass was whamming. And you know what else was whamming?
Yeah.
How old are you again?
Radio silence. What's your industry age?
I'm 19.
Okay, you're 19. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, 19. That just means you're not supposed
to be in the club. Really, that don't mean nothing because I get in anywhere I want to get into.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just
going to
keep it on.
Yeah.
I hear that. That sounds like it's just to let y'all know.
Just to let you know. AJ number but a number. You know what I'm talking about?
I have a little request.
What's up?
Can you sing a song for us, please?
Woo! Ow!
You know,
Sexy Chocolate.
Let me see. Okay. That's 150.
Wow.
That's okay, so it's about 500. Okay.
You take Monopoly money?
Yeah, right, you take that too. Alright, now what I'm gonna sing,
Can you sing Music Soul Child?
Matter of fact, you know what? That was just what I was about to sing too.
Beautiful?
No, I don't like that.
Okay. Well, just any Music Soul
Child.
Love.
Love. So many things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. 'Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. 'Cause love, oh,
I was about to jump in.
Me too, we should have did the background part.
Lucky I can't sing.
Just a little bit, man. I do it so. Just
thank
a little
you.
Bit.
I love
as a matter of fact, Music Soul Child is one of my favorite artists too.
I love Music Soul Child.
That's super dope.
But and you know, that's no auto tune. That's voice stack overs and all that other type shit everybody be on. That's pure talent.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Pure talent, man.
We do this.
No young artists.
We eat, breathe, and sleep this.
Now, let me ask you, do you have a title of your album coming out yet?
Or? We actually don't know yet. We don't know yet. We're actually just getting a bunch of records together, and then we'll go from there.
I got one question to ask you now. Vito the singer.
Vito the singer.
Who came up with that name? Because that's a lot. Because when you say I'm Vito the singer, you're putting yourself on the spot.
Most definitely.
You know
and
what
that's what we intended for it to do.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because I don't care where I'm at. Kroger's, Publix.
Right. Because the first thing that's going to come out somebody's mouth, you Vito the singer.
Let me hear you sing.
You know what I'm saying? So I just want to know, like, who came up with that? Who said, man, let me go with this?
Well,
this don't sound too cocky. Let me go with this.
Well, actually, Vito is actually a nickname, a childhood nickname. It's actually my dad's name. It's pretty much all the males in my family name. It's just spelled different. Mine is V-E-D-O. My dad's also V-E-D-O. We have V-I-T-O.
What y'all got going on over there?
I mean, it just
that's
carry
a small
on.
Town. That's a small town, Michigan.
Hey,
you don't know.
Like me, all three of mine. I'm Charles, my son, Charles, my dad, Charles.
Hey, you know what? And the singer, just something we came up with. We agreed upon collectively. We said the singer. We didn't want, like you said, we didn't want it to sound too cocky or whatnot. But we was like, hey, what's the worst they can say?
Right, because you can
say. When they actually hear the music and you know hear the voice, they'll be like, okay, I see why he called himself Vito the singer now.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's just really something that we and it's searchable too. People can search it too.
Right.
Vito the singer, I'm the only one who come up.
Right, you are.
Because you type in Vito, you might get Don Vito,
yeah,
Vito Corleone.
You got them rappers.
Yeah, you got a couple mob bosses.
Yeah, you got them rap dudes out there. Everybody want to be Vito and all that. But yeah, you definitely got a lot of material.
Most definitely.
A lot of material, man. It's like, what, you just pumping stuff out? You just.
I do a song. I probably do a couple songs a day just to do them. You know what I'm saying? We do songs to get them placed too, but like when I say it's really nothing for me to sit down and write a song. And then I mix myself too. I mix myself. I record myself.
You do all that?
Yeah, I mix myself. I record myself. I do all that.
I hear that.
And I write all the songs too. Write all of.
Where do you find your inspiration for your writing?
Just good writers. Period. Adele from Adele, R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, Prince.
Who's your favorite?
Stevie, right?
Stevie.
Like writer.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Because it's the way Stevie put things together, man. From even Overjoyed. Over time, I've been building my castle of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, castle of love. You've been building your castle of love over time. So you've known that your love is going to come along someday.
Right.
So you've been building your castle waiting. You know what I'm saying? It's very poetic. So I think Stevie, he's one of those artists that really capture everything into one song. And that's really what I go for.
I mean, And that Stevie is deep. Man. You know, ain't too many people that can just pull that off. Just
Stevie started at 9 years old.
And then he blind.
Young Stevie over
and
here.
And then he blind.
That's hard in itself.
Being blind is hard in itself.
Yeah. I mean, not being funny.
No, it's true.
He produces on records, too.
I'm going to tell y'all what's funny, though.
What's funny?
I have, you know, speaking of stroke, I was in the stroke house the other day.
The stroke house?
Blind man up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Blind man in stroke.
Oh, Lord. What was he seeing?
I don't know.
I didn't know I was right there, I'm sorry.
You sure he was blind or he was faking? Because I was in New York on a train one time, and the guy claimed he was blind, had a sign, I'm blind.
Somebody
he
got you for $2.
I didn't give him nothing because I know he wasn't blind.
I'm like, you know, you covered all the big name artists, so you're not scared to tackle anything. Your style is versatile.
It is. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that because, you know, we had a couple people come up in here. We're like, hey, sing. They're like, hell no.
Yeah, like,
I just woke up.
You know, it's against my religion. You know, stuff like that. I'm like, come on, man. But I pretty much, I sing anywhere, man.
So what do you classify your music as? Not one genre, like
not
pop.
Not one genre. It's multi-genre.
Do people compare you to anybody?
Yes. Usher, Chris Brown, Bruno Mars.
You ever got Jason Derulo?
Jason Derulo. Everybody. Yeah. Jason. Somebody called me Jason Derulo, little brother on Traffic Jam. Traffic Jam video.
Oh, did they?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm compared to a bunch of people. But the thing about it is I don't get upset.
Right.
Because those artists, they're great artists. They're great singers, great dancers, or whatever.
How are you going to make an impact and make your name out here different than
with
those
everything
artists?
Going on now?
Real singing. Real talent.
That's it.
That's real.
Real talent. We're going to mix it with not just, we're going to make it relative. We're going to make it, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be too old. It ain't going to be too over the top. It's going to be right in the middle. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring it with the real singing, the real talent, the real, and dancing, all that in one. But it's going to be real talent. Right. Not saying that anybody else ain't got real talent.
Mm-hmm.
I got real talent. We're gonna display it. We come up with ways. We're figuring out ways to really display it. And people are already grasping on. And we're just gonna keep building around that. Mm-hmm. So that's how we're gonna make that impact, man.
Well, good luck with everything.
Most definitely.
I know you're gonna do good.
You know.
What's some upcoming performances you have? Where can we see in the streets?
Like I said, we got Bronner Brothers. That's the one we got coming up as of right now. Bronner Brothers Hair Show. It's in August. Maybe, which is going to be big, but as of now, we don't have anything booked. Probably not from a week from now, we don't have anything booked. We really started turning down a bunch of shows because we have a lot of other stuff coming up, and like a lot of places call us to perform at places, and we really, you know, we've come so far to doing these shows. We've done.
You ain't doing no hole in the wall.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Pretty much.
I mean,
you know,
but I looked at your list of performances. You did used to do the hole in the wall. This dude put in work.
Now, don't get me wrong. Every now and again, we will go back. We do charity events. We do events
high
like that.
High schools.
Yeah, I graduated from Southwest Gap.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You heard this? The Vito takeover. He said if it ain't for one exit, he ain't coming in there.
What's up, though?
The Jaguars.
Hold on.
Oh my God. All right, teenagers, come on,
bring
that.
You know, but I've really, like I said, I put in work.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about that time.
I hear that. Well,
one more time.
It was always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking to some real cats, I can see you got your foundation, man. You got your mm-hmm. peoples with you, man. And we're going to be hearing a lot more from you.
Yes, sir.
After we do your show, we want to come up to the Bonner Brothers thing and catch you live, man.
Oh, yeah.
I got
come
some
on
stuff for the action live. But,
you got to.
We'll be back in a little bit, man. WhyYouWellRadio.com, man. Your favorite station.
Cheers. Oh, if you don't know, you are now tuned into the best radio station on this bloody market. It is YUL Radio. We're everywhere. Great Britain. All the way down in bloody London.
Yeah.
Hey man, what it is? Big things, some more things. It's T.I.P. and I'm all the way around with my girl
Dawn Dada.
Right here on
YUL Radio.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, you did. To give me all your love was all I ever asked. Cause what you don't know
watch up in front of a tree for ya. You know I'd do anything for ya. You are, yeah, you smile in my face and rip the brakes out my car. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, you did. To give me all your love was all I ever asked. But what you don't understand is I'll catch a grenade for ya. Throw my head on a blade for ya. I'll jump in front of a train for ya. You know I'd do anything for ya. Oh, I would go through all this pain. Take a bullet straight through my brain. Yes, I would die for you, baby. But you won't do the same. If my body was on fire, ooh, you watch me burn down in flames. You said you loved me, you're a liar, but you never, ever, ever did, baby. Oh, yeah. But darling, I still catch a grenade for ya. Throw my head on a blade for ya. I'll jump in front of a train for ya. You know I'd do anything for ya. Who would go through all this pain? Take a bullet straight through my brain. Yes, I would die for you, baby. But you won't do the same.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
www.yulradio.com.
The all new blazing today's hottest jams.
Number one.
Hottest jams.
Number one.
Young Urban Lifestyles at yulradio.com.
Turn your radios up.
You are listening. Hottest of jamming.
You are now rocking.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
YUL Radio.
We have ignition. Strap in. You're about to listen to the hottest sound.
YULradio.com.
Jam it.
Uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I hope to see my face and that you be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Yesterday was the time of our life. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory day. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, couldn't fight it. I hope to see my face and that you be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I will find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best. No worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, there are memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I will find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you. Sometimes it lasts to love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Never mind, I will find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Vito the Singer, and I'm rocking with YULRadio.com, your favorite radio station's radio station.
When I ain't sitting on the toilet, driving it low, I'm usually listening to your urban lifestyle. Oh, God. It's burning. It's burning corn chips.
I have to go potty.
Shit here, nigga.
Till the room comes off, till the lights go out, till my leg is out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out, am I high? Perhaps I'ma rip this shit. Till my bones,
I am the greatest.
Till the lights go out, till my legs give out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out, am I high? I'ma rip
this shit. This is Sparta!
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.